All right, so we've got a ton of articles and notes here all about AI and SEO. Looks like you've been digging deep into how artificial intelligence is changing how businesses get noticed online.
It's a pretty fascinating time to be looking at all this stuff.
Right.
We're seeing AI go way beyond just, automating tasks. It's like AI is becoming more of a strategic partner now, helping businesses really understand the why behind all the SEO stuff they're doing.
Exactly. And it seems like you've really been doing your research on some of these AI-powered SEO tools. So we're going to break it all down for everyone. We'll look at what's really important about these tools and how they can help boost your visibility online and, help your content get seen.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, you mentioned ChatGPT in your notes. A lot of people are talking about it, but what's interesting to me is how it goes beyond just being an AI writing assistant.
Yeah, that's right. ChatGPT can help you generate all sorts of SEO-friendly content, blog posts, website copy, even those meta descriptions that need to be short and catchy. But its real strength is that it can analyze what's already ranking well, and then it suggests ways to create content that stands out.
So you're not just churning out content for the sake of content. You're creating stuff that will actually perform well. It's like you get a sneak peek at what Google likes.
And what I also think is interesting is that ChatGPT learns from user feedback, so it's constantly improving.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really powerful tool to help stay ahead of the curve in SEO.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, you also mentioned Semrush. A lot of SEO people think it's essential, but what makes it really special?
Semrush is kind of like the Swiss Army knife of SEO tools.
What?
It can do almost anything you need it to.
Right.
It's amazing how it goes way beyond just basic keyword research.
Yeah, like what specifically?
Well, it has tools for competitor analysis, so you can see what's working for your competitors,
Interesting.
and you can adapt your strategies. It can help plan out your content calendar track, how your website is performing. And it can even give you personalized alerts and recommendations through a tool called Semrush Copilot.
So it's like having a whole SEO team at your fingertips.
Basically, but without having to pay for a whole team.
Makes sense. Now let's move on to Market Muse. You said this one is really helpful for figuring out what content to create.
Yes, definitely. Market Muse is fantastic for content strategy.
Okay.
What's really interesting is it doesn't just analyze your content to find gaps, it goes a step further and it suggests new keyword opportunities
Wow.
that can bring in the right kind of traffic to your site.
So you're not just creating random content, you're creating content that's tailored to what people are actually searching for.
And to make it even easier, it has an AI that can make detailed content briefs,
Oh,
which tell
wow.
you exactly what to include in your articles to make them perform their best.
So it takes out a lot of the guesswork. It's like having an SEO coach with you every step of the way. Now let's talk about Phrase. This tool is supposed to be really good at combining research with optimization.
Phrase is amazing for that,
But how does it actually work?
Well, it helps you figure out what people are searching for online, and then it uses that information to help you create content that answers their questions. But it also makes sure that content is optimized for search engines too.
So it's like a research assistant and an SEO editor all in one.
And they have this amazing tool called the AI Article Wizard.
What does that do?
That's where Phrase really shines. It can create a custom outline for you and even generate a first draft of your content.
Wow, that's incredible.
Saves a ton of time.
So I know you're really into e-commerce. What about Shopify Magic?
Shopify Magic is a game changer if you have an online store.
Really? How so?
What I love about it is that it goes beyond just describing your products. It actually uses AI to write engaging and persuasive product descriptions that are specifically tailored to your target audience and your brand voice.
So you're really crafting a narrative to connect with buyers.
And here's what really sets it apart. It can change the tone of the description to match your brand's personality.
Oh, wow.
So everything stays consistent.
Yeah, consistency is so important. You want to make sure your customers are getting a cohesive experience.
Definitely now, if you run a local business, you need to know about Yext.
You mentioned that local SEO can be tricky. So what makes Yext stand out?
Well, what's really interesting is that Yext focuses on making sure people can find you online when they're searching in your area. They're really good at creating structured landing pages that are super easy for search engines to understand, and that can really boost your rankings in local search results.
So it's like they're speaking Google's language.
Yeah, and for a local business, that can make all the difference between getting seen and not getting seen at all.
All right, let's talk about Ally AI. The technical side of SEO can get a little overwhelming for me.
Oh, I know what you mean.
What's so special about Ally AI?
Well, Ally AI is designed to take care of the more technical parts of SEO.
Okay.
Things like internal linking schema markup.
Right.
Which is a way of structuring your data on your website so search engines understand it.
Okay.
And it also finds and fixes on-page errors.
So it's like a mechanic for your website, making sure everything's running smoothly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that analogy.
Right.
And what really sets it apart is that it doesn't just find the errors, it tells you how to fix them, too.
No more late-night Google searches trying to figure out what's going on.
Right.
I like that. Now, if you really want to dominate local search results, there's another tool you should look at called Localo.
Localo is awesome.
What do they specialize in?
They help businesses improve how they show up on Google Maps.
Okay.
And they help you manage your Google business profile.
Gotcha.
They give you helpful insights. Mm. And they even break down your optimization tasks week by week, which makes it much easier to stay on top of your local SEO.
Yeah.
And attract more customers in your area.
It's like having a storefront right on Google Maps.
Exactly. And with so many people doing near me searches these days, that's super important for local businesses.
It's amazing to see how AI is changing the SEO landscape.
It really is. And it's only going to get more interesting from here on out.
Well, that was exciting.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's not just for big companies either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bloggers, freelancers, consultants, job seekers, anyone who's trying to build a personal brand online.
Right.
They can all benefit from these AI tools.
I can definitely see that. Like,
yeah.
A freelance writer could use ChatGPT to help them come up with ideas for content.
Exactly.
Or even like write marketing copy for their website.
Mm-hmm. And a blogger who's not getting much traffic to their site.
Yeah.
They could use MarketMuse to figure out which keywords they should be targeting.
Right.
And then create content that's more likely to rank higher, you know?
That makes sense. And then there's Shopify magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're someone who's selling things online.
Yeah.
Whether it's on your own website or like a platform like Etsy.
Right.
That tool could really help with crafting product descriptions that actually lead to sales.
Absolutely. And even if you're not selling products,
yeah.
If you're looking for a job, you're basically selling yourself.
Right.
So imagine using Phrase to research potential employers.
Okay.
Find out which keywords they use in their job descriptions, and then tailor your resume and cover letter to really stand out.
It's like having a personal career coach.
Exactly.
So these AI-powered SEO tools aren't just for big companies with huge marketing teams.
No, not at all.
They're really for anyone who wants to improve how they show up online.
Right.
You know, achieve their goals, whatever those goals are.
Exactly. It's almost like AI is making SEO accessible to everyone.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's democratizing SEO in a way.
It really is. And it opens up so many possibilities for people who can't afford to hire, you know, an SEO expert.
Exactly.
But it does bring up another important question that we saw in a lot of the research.
Oh, what's that?
AI is becoming so sophisticated, it can do so many of the things that humans used to do.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us?
That's a great question.
What are the human skills that are going to become even more valuable in this world of AI-driven SEO?
Yeah, it's something a lot of people are worried about.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in all the hype around AI and think that robots are going to take over all our jobs.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't think that's necessarily what's going to happen.
Okay.
I think what's more likely is that certain tasks will become automated.
Right.
Which will free us up to focus on things that AI can't do, at least not yet.
Like what?
Well, one thing that immediately comes to mind is creativity.
Okay.
AI can create content, but it can't really understand human emotions.
Yeah.
You know, motivations, desires, all of that.
Right.
It can't come up with original ideas that really resonate with people on a deeper level.
So we still need humans to come up with the big ideas.
Yeah.
The unique angles.
Yeah.
The stories that will actually connect with people.
Exact. Think of AI as a tool
that
can help you execute your vision, but it can't replace the vision itself.
That makes a lot of sense. We need that human touch.
Right.
To really connect with an audience.
Another skill that's going to be even more important is critical thinking. AI can give you all sorts of data and insights, but you still have to be able to interpret that information and then make decisions about what to do with it.
So it's not just about doing what the AI tells you to do.
No, definitely not.
You need to analyze the data.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the context.
Yeah.
And weigh the risks and rewards.
Exactly. You have to be able to think for yourself, question assumptions,
mm-hmm.
and make smart choices.
And that's a skill that's useful in so many areas of life.
It really is. It's becoming essential in our world.
So what other human skills do you think are going to be super important for the future of SEO?
Well, adaptability is a big one.
Okay.
The world of SEO is always changing, you know? Google's algorithms are constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. New technologies are always emerging.
Yeah.
If you want to stay on top of your game, you have to be able to adapt,
right.
Embrace change, and never stop learning.
It's like that Darwin quote.
Yeah.
It's not the strongest of the species that survives.
Right.
Nor the most intelligent,
mm-hmm.
but the one that is most adaptable to change.
I love that quote. So true.
Now, another skill that's really important.
Yeah.
But it's often overlooked.
Okay.
Is relationship building.
Oh, that's a good one.
AI can help us with things like outreach and networking.
Yeah. Sending messages, collecting contact info.
Right.
But it can't replace the human connections that we make.
So we still need to go to those networking events.
Yeah.
Or, you know, join online communities.
Exactly.
Where we can connect with real people.
It's so important to build those relationships with other people in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's about collaboration and trust mutual benefit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need someone to brainstorm with.
You're building a community, not just a network.
Exactly. And finally, we need to talk about ethics.
Okay.
As AI gets more and more powerful.
Yeah.
We need to be careful that we're using it responsibly and ethically.
So it's not just about what we can do with it,
right.
It's about what we should do with it.
Exactly. We have to consider the consequences of our actions.
Yeah.
And make sure we're using this technology to benefit everyone, not just ourselves.
That's a really good point.
It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement of new technology.
Right.
And forget about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
But we have a responsibility to use AI for good.
Right.
Not for manipulation or exploitation.
So we've talked a lot about how AI tools can help businesses and individuals achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the downsides?
Yeah.
Are there any risks or ethical issues that we should be thinking about?
Definitely. As we become more reliant on AI in SEO, there are definitely some things to be cautious about.
Okay. Like what kind of risks are we talking
about? Yeah. One of the big ones is bias. You know, AI algorithms, they're trained on huge amounts of data, right?
Yeah.
And if that data has biases built into it,
mm-hmm.
the AI can actually end up making those biases even worse.
So if an AI tool is trained on data that already favors certain types of content or websites.
Right, exactly.
It might end up disadvantaging other types of content, even if it's good content.
Exactly. And that's a problem because, you know, SEO determines who gets seen online and who doesn't.
Right. It affects access to information.
Exactly. So we have to be aware of these potential biases and try to find ways to fix them.
That makes sense. Are there any other ethical things we should be thinking about?
Yeah. Another big one is transparency.
Okay.
As we start to rely more and more on AI,
mm-hmm.
we need to understand how these algorithms are actually working.
Right.
How are they making decisions?
Yeah. If we don't know how they work,
right.
how can we fix them when they go wrong?
It's like driving a car without knowing anything about the engine.
Right.
If it breaks down, you're stuck.
Exactly. So we need to demand more transparency from the companies making these AI tools.
Yeah.
We need to know what data they're using to train these algorithms, how the algorithms are making decisions, and what steps they're taking to make sure things are fair and accurate.
Exactly. It's like we need a code of ethics for using AI in SEO.
That's a great idea. And, as AI gets more advanced, it's going to be super important to have these conversations and set some guidelines for how to use AI responsibly.
Definitely something to think about.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into AI-powered SEO tools,
mm-hmm.
what's the main takeaway you want to leave our listener with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that AI is a really powerful tool.
Okay.
It could totally change SEO, but we need to use it carefully.
Right.
Don't be afraid to try new things and experiment.
Yeah.
But always remember to think about the ethical side of things.
Hmm.
And don't let AI replace your own judgment.
Embrace the power of AI,
hmm.
but don't give up your own creativity and human connection.
That's it. Perfectly said.
It's all about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Between what humans are good at and what AI can do.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens next.
I know it's a brave new world out there.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm excited to see what the future holds for AI and SEO.
Me too. And remember, the best way to predict the future is to create it.
Well said. Thanks for joining us today on our deep dive into the world of AI-powered SEO tools.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you learned something new and that you feel inspired to start exploring what AI can do for you. Until next time, happy optimizing.